Hello all, welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report for this June 11th, 2025. The Rapids Report proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic. A big thank you to them, and a thank you to our guests today, some of our favorite people to talk to. We have the Southfield County YMCA in with us today. First up, we have Aaron Hess with us. Aaron, good to see you.
Good to see you too, thank you.
And Judy Blum is with us. Did I say that right, Blum?
It's Jacqueline Blum.
Jacqueline, did I say... You know what I did there, and I'm not going to edit this. I'm leaving this
it's
in.
Fine.
Judy Blum popped in my head, and I don't know why. I have no idea why. Okay. I am so sorry, Jacqueline. You have a beautiful name. I want to get that right. Thank you for being here, Jacqueline.
Thank you for having me.
My name's Jimmy Malo. You can just mess my name up all you want, please.
Okay.
We got some fun stuff to talk about here today, Aaron. And to kick it off, I want to dive into the five-year anniversary?
It's crazy. Yeah. This Thursday on June 12th, we're going to celebrate. So if you have time and you want to check out the YMCA and the Boys and Girls Club, we have a bingo card. You can go around both areas and get your bingo card stamped. And we have hot dogs and chips and cookies. And we have some little door prizes to give out. But I mean, I don't know where the 5 years went, to be honest.
I kid you guys not. It feels like it was maybe a week or two ago that I was over there getting a tour of the building before it was even fully constructed. There was just, it wasn't much left, but there was a couple of projects left that they were working on before opening. I think it opened like a month or two later. And just walking around there with a hard hat and just imagining. Yeah. Everything that was going to be taking place with the Y, the Boys and Girls Club, all these different things and stuff. And I got a pretty darn good imagination, and I had no idea what was coming. I had no idea all the amazing things that would be going on at that Y. And then you tell me that's just in the first 5 years.
Right.
Because I hope the audience gets this when we talk about it and everything. I try to always throw in there, we only scratch the surface of things going on at the Y. No matter how long we talk, no matter how much we cover, there's just not enough time to cover everything that you guys are doing over there. And I hope it's also in the people's mind that this is the beginnings of this. We're Absolutely. 5 years into this new building and understanding what is even possible with that building and what we can do and everything. That's really exciting.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you think about just some of our early partnerships. You know, of course, we have great partnerships with the Boys and Girls Club, but then our partnerships outside our walls of the Y and where we can bring community partners inside the Y to be able to utilize their equipment and space and all that good stuff. So we've had a great first 5 years, and now we get to look forward to the next 5 years. And
very, very
none
true.
Of us are going to age. We're just going to keep looking great.
Yes, yeah. That's a fact. Well, I'll tell you this. I can't guarantee it, but going to the Y is going to help.
Absolutely.
It's going to help you age.
Yeah.
It's going to help you look good.
Yeah, sunscreen.
When it comes to the not only this, but one of the other things that I've been very encouraged and I've really enjoyed, and I will say this now because I feel very confident in it. You get this new big building, and it looks amazing, and the concern becomes, well, are we going to get used out? Is it going to get used? Are we going to get people to be in and out of there and stuff? Mm-hmm. No worries. I pass that building every day, usually multiple times a day, and I have never not seen a busy parking lot.
Right.
Not once. In the 5 years I've been, and I'm not even kidding, exaggerating, at least twice a day I'm going past that building. And not only do I still just, especially at night, I love the way it looks at night over there. But it's always busy.
Oh,
it's always
busy.
Always got people coming in and out of there. It's fantastic.
And Jacqueline, is membership ever bored?
I can't imagine that you guys are ever a dull moment over there.
No, there's not. And that's really nice to have, because it does keep us busy. The staff that I have at the front, they enjoy being busy. Sometimes it could be overwhelming, but majority of the time they are the type of people that they have to stay busy. If they're not busy, they're literally losing their minds. So we do enjoy having a crowd there, even if it's just them forgetting their key tags or just even having a small conversation with them on their day-on-day workout. It's fine. We enjoy that.
Along with this Thursday from 4 to 7, the 5-year anniversary event going on over at our Y, you've also got a lifeguard experience happening over there, Aaron.
Absolutely, yeah. So we're trying to get more and more interest in people for lifeguarding, because I think a lot of people in the area know, well, let's just say the whole state of Wisconsin know that it's very difficult to get lifeguards. So what we're offering is at 5 o'clock, if people stop in, they get a great tour of the pool by our aquatics director, Julia DeGroot, and she'll talk with them them what it means to be a lifeguard, and she can talk through what it means to be a swimming lesson instructor or water aerobics instructor. And then one of our staff will demonstrate the swim test to be able to pass that to get into the lifeguard certification course. So if you're interested in that, you just want to be there by 5 o'clock, and then you will have your name entered to win a free month membership at the Y. So even if you don't want to pursue the lifeguard piece, you know, put your name in that drawing and get a free membership. Why not?
Why not? Exactly.
I think one of the longer conversations I have been having on this show is talking with members of the Y in your position, Erin, and about how important it is this time of year for all kids to know how to swim and have some basics of swimming and to feel comfortable in the water, comfortable with water, around water, all those things. We actually were talking about this on the morning show the other day in one of our good stories. And I just touch on this because it does segue into it a little bit. There's a man in India who has taught over 10,000 people to swim for free because of the there was this tragedy that happened there, and to kind of like just keep this from happening and stuff. And I bring it up in part because it's a beautiful story, but it's also a story that, you know, on a local level, there are individuals out there that know what this feels like and how the scariness, the danger of this and everything. And there's also there was a lot of the individuals that were taking these classes were adults, knowing how to swim. And I've had listeners, and it's been a while since I've had this, but I've had listeners in the years kind of ask me off air, hey, are there adult swimming classes? Are there classes for that?
Yeah,
please know that the Y is there for you to help that as well.
For sure.
Our focus, and certainly we're thinking of the kids and everything, but adults, you know, everybody deserves to swim. Swimming's awesome.
Absolutely.
Yep. I am a Pisces. I am a little biased. On this. I'll admit, journalistically, I'll admit, but I think swimming's fun. Swimming's awesome.
It is fun.
And this is a great opportunity for people to learn more about that, Erin. Absolutely. I appreciate my overall thing here is appreciating the why having these classes and offering this to the community. So the lifeguard experience going to be going on at 5 tomorrow at the Y.
Yep.
And the 5-year anniversary will be going on from 4 to 7 over at the Y.
Yeah, so when you get done with the lifeguard experience, when you're done, grab a hot dog and some chips and have yourself a great night.
It's a good. It's a good plan. Yeah. That's a good plan. Yeah. You're good at this.
I actually might need to start going to you for
making my plans for that's perfect. One of the other things we wanted to talk about is Camp Alexander is up and running. Can we dive into that with you, Jacqueline?
Yeah, Camp Alexander. It's.
Yeah, it's. So we had our first week.
Yes, we have our first week this week. And right now, the weather is a little bit crummy, but Baxter still has the kids still being on their feet. For example, my daughter, she had 16,000 steps yesterday.
Oh, nice.
So they had her running literally up and down through the lake into archery. And then they were doing some... actually they were messing around in the gardening, so it's been a lot of stuff going on there. Like I said, even though that the weather is crummy, Baxter still makes sure that the kids are on their feet and they're actually having camp experience. Today is the only day I think that seems not too bad.
Yeah, that's what we're
so
hearing.
She might be able to dip her toes in the lake today.
Something a little bit different with this this year. You guys are partnering with the Boys and Girls Club this year.
We are. Starting next week, Boys and Girls Club is opening up. We have certain groups where we have children that are going to experience camp for 1 week. They switch off every other week depending on the age group. We feel that since we are close with Boys and Girls Club, that those children as well should experience camp just as much as those are at camp. So I've heard a lot of feedback from parents stating that they're super excited to send their kids to experience camp. Sometimes actually not a lot of people realize that you're able to utilize both. You can do camp and you can do Boys and Girls Club. So that's really that's really nice to have.
Just even getting that information out there is really helpful, Jacqueline. I don't think it's common knowledge, and we certainly can always get used to get it out there more.
Yeah.
And to kind of piggyback on that, if you don't mind, there are camp scholarships available for people as well.
Correct. Yes. The YMCA does offer MFA, which is based off of household income. Anyone is qualified to apply for it. That simply, we just ask anyone that's interested to come in person to the front desk and ask more questions about that. That's a very simple process. It doesn't really take very long at all. We would just need the basics information of the household, the child's information, and it takes about a good, I want to say 25 minutes, so it's really not that complicated. And if it's easier for a parent, they can always message me via email. Me or my coworker, Vicky Kelps.
We'll get that information out before we wrap up today, but I appreciate that, Jacqueline. And also, certainly, I wanted to mention the summer membership promotion that is going on right now and touch on that a little bit.
Yes, actually, I'm actually really excited for this summer promo because this promo has no commitment with us, which is great. We tried really hard to figure out a promo for especially our college kids. We have tons of college kids that come in, and not even a college kid. You don't even have to be a college kid. This actually really helps because some people are only here for the 3 months of the summer. Now, the promo for this is goes through now until the end of August. You just pay up whatever months, either June, July, or August up front. And like I said, there's no commitment, so no card on file unless you want to do 24-hour access. That's a different, but that's only the $5 for that monthly. We've seen a lot of great feedback from that because, like I said, a lot of people are only here for 3 months, and this helps them out financially and doesn't give them a lot of stress about the commitment.
That's really nice. That's really nice. And it again, shows how much the Y is paying attention to the community, listening to the community, working with the community. I really, really appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Also wanted to touch on some of the summer programs that are going on at camp. I see micro sports, crafting clubs, gardening club, all kinds of cool stuff.
Yes, that is available as well. We do have plenty of spots available. That also involves in financial assistance as well. So if anyone is interested in that, that is also available.
I have to be honest, I keep looking at the archery. I've always wanted to do archery. Always wanted to do that one. This sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And while, again, another one of these things where we are telling you so much, but there is so much more to be told. There's so much more going on, especially with camp. Find out more, and we'll tell you how you can do that in a minute, but encourage you to find out more about some of these clubs and these things available. I can't think of any. I feel like you guys covered everything. If there's a kid out there, they're going to find one of these things, if not a lot of these things, very interesting and a lot of fun. And we'll tell you how you can find out more about camp before we wrap up. The swim lessons that are starting July 7th. Registration's opening June 20th, Aaron, I'm sorry?
Correct. Okay. Yep. So that's our next set of swimming lessons. We have swimming lessons running now, but then our next session will be starting July 7th, and they're 3-week sessions. So again, keeping that mindset of, summer schedules are so packed, and some families can't commit to 7 or 8 weeks of sessions. So
that gets them out there. They get a chance to take that into action, maybe actually use some of it in the summer, because we get not a lot of summer here in Wisconsin, so it's nice to be able to get them in and out and to get them out there into the lakes and stuff. There is also a personal training, a buddy training, a great option to cut down on the costs. What's this about?
So if you're looking for personal training, and let's say maybe that fee is just a little bit outside your budget, if you have a friend that's also interested, and what you can do is you can sign up together, and you're pretty much splitting the cost of the personal training. And what I have found and what I've heard is when these friends are training together, they're using a lot of their core strength because they're laughing all the time.
That's awesome.
If you're looking for just a fun way to get some good movement in and work with a highly certified trainer, check out the buddy training. It's fiscally it's very reasonable, and you could probably have a good time. Exercise could be fun.
Yes.
Let me just say that. Mm-hmm. It could be.
Yeah, yes. We need to make a t-shirt of that or something, because we need that. More and more people need to understand. Get that out there.
Yes.
Just a couple things wanted to touch on before we let you guys go. Wanted to make sure to highlight the golf outing coming up. That is a big one, and especially a big one for our area, let alone for you guys.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's our biggest fundraiser for the YMCA. It's Monday, August 4th. And we encourage anyone who's interested in golfing, you can find it on our website, go to our Facebook page. You're welcome to register. You don't have to have a team of four. So if you want to sign up as an individual, or maybe two of you want to sign up together, we can pair you up with other golfers as well. But again, all the proceeds for this event goes to our Membership for All. It goes to our annual campaign, which that's where all the money in our our annual campaign goes towards Membership for All. So we never, ever turn anyone away based on their financial situation.
And you know me well enough, Erin. That's why I wanted to wrap up was Membership for All. And not only appreciation to everybody who has helped make that happen, whether it's community members or businesses or just the work that you guys are doing on the front. We really give you no reason you can't take in the why. Like there's so many options and available things available for anybody in the community. And that truly makes it a community hotspot, a community hub, and somewhere where we want to be and we will be. We'll meet you there. That's it's a really nice thing to be able to offer to the community.
Yes, absolutely.
And we know how much this area loves golf. So it is a winning combination right there. If anybody has follow-up questions, would like to know more about some of what we talked about today. First, Jacqueline, how can they reach you?
You can reach me directly at the front desk at the YMCA.
You can give
phone number is 715-818-9622. You can either ask myself or for my coworker Vicky Kelps. She's also is able to be reached on that line as well.
Telling you, first time joining us, knocked it out the park. Great work, Jacqueline. That was awesome. You're really good today. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yay.
And Erin, if people have follow-up questions, how can they get in touch with you?
Yeah, they can shoot me an email. It's my last name, Hess, at swcymca.org. Or you're always welcome to give me a call, 715-818-6017.
And, of course, bookmark that webpage, swcymca.org, swcymca.org. It's where you can reach out to the gang here or find out more information about some of the things we've been talking about today. And be sure to follow them on social media. Share their posts on your page. You just never know who might see them otherwise. Thank you both for the time. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
And appreciate you out there for joining us here at WFHR's Rapids Report.